Hi, I'm PC Matthew. I hope today's meditation would guide you to reflect Jesus more in your life.
Day 8, Becoming Like Him in His Grace. As a student in school, I was never the academically proficient kind, to the extent that my biggest challenge sometimes was just passing the exam. The most disheartening aspect of this challenge was when I fell short of 2 or 3 marks that could have prevented me from failing. This then became my norm, to plead for those grace marks that would get me through. The value of those 2 or 3 marks far exceeded the value of my other marks, simply because those marks determined my status, fail or pass. The grace of God moves us from death to life. Grace changes our status from eternal death to eternal life. The plan for us humans to enjoy this grace of God was initiated from the Godhead family. Since the fall of man in the garden, God could have easily given up on making man to be like him, conformed to his image. Contrary to our expectations, God strolls into the garden that evening, fully aware of man's actions against him. He was indeed upset. The curse on the land and man was the consequence of sin. But even in all of that, God did not give up on them. Instead, he kills an animal to clothe them. Also, as he slew the animal, he was very aware of the kind of death he would be dying ultimately to cover for our sins. Only the sinless lamb could atone for our sins and cover them. He offers to clothe us in garments of his righteousness that we may boldly enter his presence. Someone once expanded grace as God's riches at Christ's expense. God's most ultimate riches are reserved for his children in the form of eternal life made available because of his grace. His grace is free, but it is not cheap. Grace comes with an enormous cost. So what is it to be like him as recipients of his grace? The grace we have received is the grace we are called to offer to other human beings. We are to provide grace not based on what they deserve, but because we, though undeserving, have received his grace. How much grace have we extended to our spouse and children? How much grace do people who have rebelled against you receive? Does your measure of grace depend on their worthiness or from the standard of grace you have received? Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for the grace we have received from you. It cost you so much, and may we also give it to others in the measure of that we have received. Help us to provide even when it hurts and pains us. Help us to imitate you and make us more like you. In Jesus' name, Amen.
We hope you've been blessed by this devotion. Can you please share this with someone today? These devotions are also available at urbanindia.org. God bless.